The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This week on The Want List, Breaking Bad goes pop, Star Wars gets boarded, a new world record, and so much more. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump in to this week's products. So the first thing we're going to highlight this week on The Want List is a product that is near and dear to my heart, and when I first saw it come across my RSS feed, I jumped for joy and said, I must have it. I must own them all. What that is Pop Vinyl Breaking Bad figures. You would think, man, surely by now, after 6 seasons of the show and a whole lot of critical acclaim, that Pop Vinyl would have jumped on Breaking Bad and capitalized while the fire was hot and the show was still on AMC. But no, they took the risky approach and decided, let's wait until the show is over and then give the fans the figures that they want. But I'm going to say not all the figures that we want, because I feel like there are some critical characters that are missing, and it makes me very sad. And so let's give you the rundown of what Pop Vinyl will be offering in July with their new line of figures. We're going to get a Saul Goodman, the great lawyer, Walt in his green button-up and underwear that we've seen in the first episode. Then we get Walt in the lab, and then Walt as Heisenberg. Then we get Jesse in his street clothes, and then Jesse in his yellow lab gear again. Two different Gus Fring figures. Both of them look fairly similar, but one has, spoilers, half of his face missing. It's the same pose in each, but one has just half his face missing, which I wish they would have just made a detachable piece. I think that would have been more interesting than just creating two different figures, but I'm okay with this. Obviously they're gonna make more money on it this way, so that's fine for them. And then we have a Hank Schrader figure, and then Mike Ehrmantraut. So figures that I feel like are being missed. I mean, there's multiples of Walt, multiples of Gus, multiples of Jesse. With those multiples, we lose a Skylar figure, we lose a Marie figure, and we lose a Walt Jr. figure. I don't know why we missed, I mean, three pretty critical characters. I mean, Skylar is certainly, I feel, more important to this story than Mike Ehrmantraut or almost really Saul Goodman. Skylar's a pretty prominent figure in the show and necessary to a lot of the plot hooks. So seeing her not on the list makes me hesitate on what is Pop Vinyl's and Funko's reasons for leaving out her. Marie was a great character. I feel like she's not represented here, obviously. And Walt Jr., while not maybe as prominent of a character in the beginning of the show, certainly took on his own form in the last season. And it was necessary to the show. I mean, everyone is necessary to the show that's featured, but I think that maybe we can cut down on the alternates of Walt, the alternates of Jesse, and throw back in Skylar, Marie, and Walt Jr. I think it would be a better line. But I'm still happy that these figures are coming. I mean, we can assume the regular Funko price of about, you know, $10 to $12. And right now, they say the Pop series will be available in July at Hot Topic and Barnes & Noble, two interesting places. I'm sure you will be able to pick them up online as well, but if you want to buy them in person, you will have to travel into a Hot Topic or a Barnes & Noble if there's still one open in your area. So I'm excited about those, and I hope to get my hands on a few of them when they come out in July. Now, second product on this week I'm also really excited about, and was surprised actually that, again, that this hadn't happened before. It seems like a pretty big deal, but it seems like a great time to bring it back and introduce this product, considering there's so much buzz right now about J.J. Abrams and Star Wars Episode 7 or 8, what is it, 8, 7, being in production. And so the product is from ThinkGeek, the Star Wars Storyboards Original Trilogy Book. I mean, if you're big in film, and if obviously I'm on a podcast, Major Spoilers Network, called Zach on Film. If you enjoy that show, we've discussed storyboards a long time ago, and I find them fascinating mainly because I'm horrible at them. I can't draw, and it's hard for me at the moment because I've never had to do this so much with narrative stories of planning out shot by shot how everything should look. And so I find looking at storyboards completely intriguing. And can learn a whole lot on the filmmaking process. So this book features 1,200 four-color illustrations, many of which have never been seen based off episodes 4, 5, and 6. Early boards of episode 4 by Alex O. Tavalreyes, and episode 5 by Ivor Bedoz, and rarely seen episode 7 boards by Roy Karnan and Ralph McQuarrie's never before seen storyboards for episode 5. So a whole lot of stuff in there that's never been seen. And I don't think I've actually ever seen a storyboard period for any of the original trilogy movies. So this is an interesting book, I think, for film lovers, for Star Wars fans to see more behind the scenes kind of stuff on how the original films were created. And really, it's a pretty good price for 352 pages. We're only looking at $40 right now from Think. You can get this right now. There's no pre-order or anything. It's available right now. First edition book. Is this hardcover? Yeah, it's hardcover. So I think this would be a great book. I mean, they give you a preview of the image of Luke doing his run to destroy the Death Star in episode 4. And this is an awesome book, I think. I mean, obviously, I've never seen it. I mean, if ThinkGeek wants to send Major Spoilers a copy, I don't think anyone's going to be upset about that. I would certainly like to get my hands on this, but I think this is going to be put on my personal want list of books to own in the future, and I think this would be a great to have, you know, on the coffee table. Some friends have some company come over, you say, hey, let's peruse. I don't know, I think I say that word too much. Well, let's just look through the Star Wars storyboard book and get a better sense of how these films are created. So that's $40 from ThinkGeek, the Star Wars Storyboards Original Trilogy Book. Go pick it up today. And finally, Father's Day is just around the corner. One of those holidays that I always forget that we should never really forget. You know, we can celebrate whatever father figure we have in our lives. And DC is going to try to make it a little bit easier to pick out a gift for that person this year, as they're introducing a whole lot of different products from a whole lot of different companies to make that figure, father figure in your life happy. So these are some of the products that are being developed essentially just for Father's Day. A Godzilla t-shirt from Kinetix. DC Comics superhero t-shirts featuring characters such as Batman, Superman, Flash, and more from Junk Food Clothing. Some aprons featuring Batman, Bruce Wayne cufflinks with 4 gigabytes of flash storage, which I find incredibly weird. How big are those cufflinks? And how many people are actually wearing cufflinks? I think I've worn cufflinks maybe 3 times, and that was because I was in a wedding and because I went to prom a couple times. And then I don't think they were big enough to hold 4 gigabytes of storage. I know that's not very much, but I still got to plug it into something. So that's strange. And then you have some Batman and Superman money clips from Cufflinks, Inc. Superman and Batman neckties, which look fantastic. The Batman tie looks absolutely amazing. The Looney Tunes cell phone covers from Skinnit, and a Batman wristwatch from AccuTime Watch. The first thing that caught my eye on this product selection was the Batman tie. It looks like just a plain kind of black normal tie, but on the bottom part of the tie has the Batman emblem. So it's kind of subtle, but I think it's nice. I think you can get away with it. Maybe a classy event. Maybe you have to tuck your tie in under a vest so no one will actually see the Batman emblem, but underneath, you know, right by your side is the spirit of Batman to get you through whatever feast you are currently at where you have to wear a tie and a vest. The Superman one, a little bit more flashy, red and blue striped with the Batman, or the Superman emblem, kind of thrown it all around there in a pattern. So you're gonna want to wear that. Everyone's gonna know you're repping Superman at the event that night. No prices have been released, at least what I'm looking at, for what these products may cost you. Though through Thursday, Father's Day on June 15th, a portion of the proceeds will go to the Christopher and Donna Reeve Foundation. So you can buy these products and you can get a gift for that person in your life. And then give a little back to a charity on each purchase. So that's a good all around, I feel like. So good on DC. Jump on these products. If you haven't bought a gift for Father's Day yet, or hopefully you're listening to this before Father's Day happens. Otherwise, this is really no help except that, you know, you can go out and get a super sweet Batman tie. So that's all the products we're going to highlight this week on the Want List. Let's jump into a little bit of news. So an interesting bit of news this week. No announcement of new products. No company has been named the best in their field. But one I take to heart and everyone in America should be offended about. This last week, Budapest set a record for the tallest Lego tower. So the people in Hungary decided, we need a better tourist attraction for Budapest in our beloved square of our city. So what are we going to do? We're going to break an American-held record by school children of the tallest Lego tower in an attempt to bring more tourists to our city. How low. It sounds something like Americans would do. Shame on you, Hungary. So I have a challenge for America. We need to get this tower back. Here's the deal. When they built this tower, I don't even think it should count. Why? Because they used cables to hold the stupid thing up, and then they put a weird Rubik's Cube-like piece on the very top to make it only 1 foot higher than a tower a bunch of school children built. Boo Budapest. I don't know what weird government organization decided this was a good idea, but it wasn't. And now we're coming for you, Hungary. I vow to be a part of any organization that decides we are going to make the tallest Lego tower. I will somehow support. If I get a lay a piece, I will call it a victory, and we can all go home and sleep happy tonight, knowing that this world record is where it belongs, in the hands of Americans. And here's one thing more. They thought this thing was going to be a tourist attraction, and then they tore it down like 2 days later. How is that a tourist attraction? Really, when they even did the thing, there's only about 50 people in the square looking like, oh, look at these bunch of cheaters building this tower. This is a sham. Why should we support this? We don't even want those weird tourists in our city. Yeah, sure, the economy would boost, whatever. If they're coming here to see a tower that obviously is no longer here since they already tore it down, those people shouldn't come to Budapest. And why do you need more tourist attractions now? A Wes Anderson movie just came out with the name of your town in the title. I think people have heard of Budapest now. Had I before the movie released? No, of course not. Why? Because I'm not very good with geography. But now I know what Budapest is. I haven't even watched the movie yet. It's sitting in my iTunes downloads. But a tower built on a sham to crush the dreams of school children in America is not something I support, and neither should anyone in the world. Any country, not even just America, should try to beat this record in Budapest, because I just feel like it's unfair. Guinness Book of World Record integrity went down a notch in my belt. They didn't thin. They just went down a notch in my belief system of the integrity of that organization. Because this is a sham. How is this counted as a world record? It's not a freestanding tower, unless it's part of the record. Maybe it is. They didn't say. But I think that's bullcrap. The previous tower is built with cables too. I don't care. No one should be. Maybe it's safer this way. I don't know. It's really a poorly constructed tower if you have to use cables to hold it up that well. It looks almost like a telephone tower. Build a real tower out of Legos. Make it freestanding and don't beat the dreams of school children. I don't know. It just made me upset when this happened. Is there an interesting high tower? It was 114 feet tall, which is a lot of Lego bricks. They put a lot of interesting patterns in there. You can see a lot of flags from across the world. Pac-Man was in there. But then they took the mayor of the city on top of this cherry picker and drop this weird, I don't even think it was a Lego piece, which I think it should have been disqualified on that end, that they just dropped this weird Rubik's Cube looking thing between two black bricks. Like, I don't understand how that is legal. See World Record, Guinness Book of World Records, get your facts right, give people records when they actually deserve them, and not when they're a sham like this one in Hungary. It's a horrible travesty, and I hope it is not in your next Guinness Book of World Records edition book. Otherwise, you will make children cry in America at the shame that you have brought upon your great company. So I hope someone tries to beat this record and do it more than a foot tall. Can we decide on that? Like, if you're going to beat a record, don't do one more thing. Do five, at least. If you're going to build a taller tower than the previous record, I don't know, maybe 20 feet. Maybe 20 more meters, you know? Do this thing right if you want to build a tourist attraction. And, I don't know, it's just a weird thing on Budapest that happened this last week. It's probably not that big of a deal, but you know what? They took something away from America, and we need all the support we can get right now, I think. So let's build a new Lego tower. It can go right next to the world's largest ball of twine, which we covet here in Kansas. It's a great thing. They add to it every year. It doesn't look like a ball anymore. It looks like kind of a smushed out ball. Like if you're playing with Play-Doh, you kind of make a ball and you smush it against a table, the bottom part gets a little flat. That's kind of what it looks like right now, because someone else tried to build a large ball of twine, and so they had to keep the record going by adding to it each and every year. They have some weird festival, and that's what's happening. I've gone off the rails. So that's what happened in the news this week of toys, and I hope you feel the same way I do about this travesty. Let's look at some more LEGO news with our LEGO Ideas Project of the Week. Now, when we discussed this earlier, when LEGO Ideas launched back in May, projects kind of got a reset. So now there is a time limit of 1 year for products to get successfully to the 10,000 mark. And so all projects submitted before that May 1st turnover kind of got the year extension, which is great for this WALL-E product that we're going to highlight this week, because it's kind of found a new life since then, which is great because they reformatted the site so you can get most supported projects of the week and picks of the staff. So this WALL-E is a great figure, and I think it absolutely should be created, and it's kind of found new life now that LEGO's idea is officially launched. It hit 1,000 supporters in December 2, 2013, and now it's up to 3,824, with a lot of them coming recently, I think. And the cool thing about this WALL-E set that's up on LEGO Ideas is that it's actually designed by someone who worked on the film. He actually started building this LEGO version of WALL-E when around the same time they started building the computer model of the character, and finished about 3 years later. So it's interesting that someone from Pixar actually was creating this WALL-E LEGO build while he was actually working on building the actual movie, which I actually love. WALL-E, the first time I saw it, was amazing. I love the sound design in it, so I would absolutely love a WALL-E figure. This one looks great. There's not very many pictures of him up, but it looks like there's a whole lot of movable parts, just like WALL-E has. The eyes move, he's got the tracks, and I hope something kind of pops out from the front. He doesn't show, but I think WALL-E had that thing up, it kind of unfolded, and he had that, maybe I'm completely wrong, but at least his compacted stuff had a fallout, so I think that should be a nice inclusion. And really, once you build this thing, hook up the Mindstorms, and you have a fully functional and controllable WALL-E, which would be absolutely awesome to have. So this is created by Mac Lane, LEGO Ideas user Mac Lane. Like I said, it has 3,824 supporters, which elicited an official LEGO comment. And LEGO said, 5 years ago, this was in 2013. 5 years ago, we learned that futuristic trash compactors are not only cute, but also capable of love. This project allows LEGO fans to build their own adorable robot. And who better to create such a project than someone who worked to make the original WALL-E a reality? Good luck as you journey to 10,000 supporters. So it's a nice and simple a project. Nothing really fancy. Not much to it, I feel like. It doesn't look huge. It doesn't look like it's going to be a 1,000-piece build. It looks relatively small, maybe around, really, I think maybe the 200, the 300-piece range. Maybe not even that. It looks quite small with a lot of movable parts that gives the life to Wally that we saw in the film. So I'm in complete support of Mac Lane's Wally build, and there was a link down in the show notes for you to go pledge your support also. And let's help this get to 10,000 supporters, and then they can get into the LEGO approval process and possibly become a new LEGO build. Speaking of LEGO builds, if you head over to MajorSpoilers.com, we highlighted the new official selection from LEGO, which is the female scientist set that got approved from the old LEGO Kuso site. And now it'll become a reality, and we can all own that. I think it's a great thing. A lot of people supported this set when it got announced. That's awesome. There's also a couple other things that LEGO announced. I believe a new VW or some fancy car got announced, a new set. That's very cool over there. And so while you're over there checking out those, make sure to look at everything else on the MajorSpoilers.com website. A whole lot of movie news and comic news coming to you each and every day. And you're not going to want to miss any of that if you love pop culture at all. And while you're there, make sure to click on the Amazon.com link. It'll take you to Amazon where you can buy everything on your personal want list. It's not going to cost you any extra, which is nice, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers so we can keep creating free content for you each and every week. So much stuff that we want to create for you. So if you just use that link, you can buy everything you want. Not going to cost you a cent extra. If you're listening to us, this show on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure to leave a rating and a comment down below. I like reading those. Someone commented on the iTunes and said, hey, you know, the audio volume on this show is kind of low. And it was, and that was mainly because I was using a really horrible mic. And if I jacked it up any louder, it got really degraded and sounded horrible. So I was kind of sacrificing volumes for semi-quality over a loud volume and horrible quality. But I just got a new audio setup. And so I think you'll find the audio sound much better this week on the Want List. And if it's not, well, then let me know and I can work on that. And we can make it even better for the next show. But that's it. Oh, wait, no, make sure to watch the Want List on the YouTube channel, on Major Spoilers YouTube channel. New episode every Monday, where you can see Steven and I talk about new products, or maybe even some unboxing videos where we show the newest statues that have arrived at Major Spoilers headquarters. And also be on the lookout for our own LEGO build time lapses, where we build some LEGO sets for you to watch and admire. Now, that is it for this episode. We'll see you next week on the Want List.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.